Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be exploring the upcoming autobiography of the Canadian singer-songwriter Neil Young. Neil Young said that he would never write an autobiography, but he is, and it's going to be released next week at the end of September in 2012. And the name of his autobiography is going to be called Waging Heavy Peace. I think that's a really interesting title. And it speaks to his political involvement. As a musician, he's always had something to say about society. Apparently, last year, Neil Young broke his toe and he had some downtime. So he decided to write his autobiography. And that's fascinating for me. The whole concept of Now and Then is the fascination about a musician and an artist who continues to be creative throughout their entire career, what they were like when they started. Neil Young was born in Canada in 1945, but he lives in California now. And when he was a very young man, the very first band that he was in was called Buffalo Springfield. And they released an album and became very, very, very successful, Buffalo Springfield. And so Neil Young bought a piece of property in the Santa Cruz Mountains, south of San Francisco. He bought about 1,000 acres of land, and he named it Broken Arrow. Neil Young lives on his ranch called Broken Arrow, and he named it after a song that he wrote and recorded with a Buffalo Springfield. And he released it on an album in 1967 called Broken Arrow, Buffalo Springfield Again. We're about to hear that song. But before we get to that, Neil Young is releasing his autobiography next week, and I guess in preparation for that and some other things that he's working on, he just did an interview, very rare that Neil Young goes out now and does interviews, but he did an interview that was published in the New York Times on September 19th, 2012. The interview is by a man named David Carr, and the title of this article in the New York Times is called Neil Young Comes Clean. So I'm going to be reading some of the quotes from this recent article in the New York Times. Neil Young, like I said, he lives on his ranch called Broken Arrow, and the interview took place with David Carr on location out at his ranch in California. And so they're driving in a Jeep up to the ranch, and this is a quote. This is what Neil has to say, quote, "I can still remember how it smelled when I first pulled in here. I was driving this car. I ran out of money, so I had to sell some of it. That's okay, because it was just getting too big. Everything happens for a reason." So on his 1,000 acres, he has a lot of redwoods. And he says, quote, "Whatever you're doing, for your creative juices, your geography's got a hell of a lot to do with it. You really have to be in a good place. And then you have to be either on your way there or on your way from there." Well, that makes me think of our beautiful home here near the Delaware River. Let's listen to that song, Broken Arrow, from the Buffalo Springfield, Neil Young's composition from 1967. This is Broken Arrow.
Well, soft and low, singing rock and roll. She's a joy to know.
Buffalo Springfield. That was Neil Young's first band. That song was called Rock and Roll Woman. I was having a little bit of a technical problem trying to play the song Broken Arrow, so I wanted you to get the sound of Buffalo Springfield in your ear anyway. So Neil Young, you know, when you see a picture of him in this recent article in the New York Times, it's incredible to see his face, because just like an old friend that you've met when they're a young person and you meet someone who's 20 years old, and then you see them and they're 66 years old, you still see that face. You know that person from the time as a young person, as they grow through their lifetime. You know that person, and you always, for myself, I always see an essence of that youthful person inside of someone that I've known that long. Well, even though I don't know Neil Young personally, I have that kind of recognition with him. Just like the kind of recognition I have with Bob Dylan, who just released an album in celebration of his 50th recording anniversary. So Neil Young, lifetime of work. He has always collaborated and has a really unique ability to be in an ensemble with other players. After Buffalo Springfield, he was invited to join Crosby, Stills, Nash, and it became Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. They had already released a really successful, internationally successful album when Neil Young joined the band. And right after that, he releases his first solo album in 1970. And then he also starts recording at that same time with a band named Crazy Horse. And Crazy Horse turns out to be the band that he collaborates most with his entire career. In fact, he's about to release a new recording in the next month or so with Crazy Horse. The album is called Psychedelic Pill, and that will be coming out really soon. So, you know, this relationship with Crazy Horse, that's some of the first music that I ever heard by a Neil Young, you know, the Buffalo Springfield, and I love the early Crazy Horse stuff. And there's a certain sound that he has with Crazy Horse, and he has a quote about it in this recent interview out of the New York Times. It's cute what he says. This is a quote from Neil Young. The songs the horse likes to consume are always heartfelt and do not need to have anything fancy associated with them. The horse is very suspicious of tricks. Well, Crazy Horse consists of four musicians. It's Neil Young on guitars, keyboards, and harmonica, Frank Sampedro on guitar and keyboards, and Billy Talbot on bass, Ralph Molina on drums. So Crazy Horse has been a lifelong collaboration with Neil Young. Let's listen to some early recordings from Crazy Horse from a live album called Live Rust, with Crazy Horse released in 1979. We'll hear the Neil Young song, Hey, Hey, My, My. And then we'll skip ahead almost 20 years to 1994 to the recording called Sleeps with Angels. This is another Crazy Horse album, and we're going to be listening to the Neil Young composition, Change Your Mind. So let's start with Crazy Horse Live Rust, Hey, Hey, My, My.
We'll be right back. sound. You wait around and get the word. You see the picture changing everything you've heard. Destroying you with this must be the one you love. Must be the one whose magic touch
Change Your Mind, Crazy Horse, the composition Change Your Mind by Neil Young from the 1994 Sleeps with Angels album, and right before that, a live recording from Live Rust, Neil Young with Crazy Horse in 1979, Hey Hey My My. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So Neil Young's been in the news lately. He just did an interview with a man named David Carr, published on September 19th, 2012, in the New York Times. And he is on his property out in Northern California, the Broken Arrow Ranch. And apparently it's a fascinating property, the description, that there's a lot of buildings, and there's an entire building for Neil Young to house his model train collection. He's got another building where he stores all of his vintage cars, right? And he's got another building devoted to all his master recordings. And there's like llamas and cows just kind of roaming around the property, redwood trees. It sounds like paradise. It really does sound beautiful. So David Carr did this great interview, and he describes seeing Neil Young play live with Crazy Horse. We just heard those two Crazy Horse recordings. What an incredible collaboration. And Crazy Horse is releasing two albums this year alone. They just released the Americana album in July 2012. We're going to hear a couple of tracks off that at the end of the program. And then this article is announcing a new Crazy Horse release coming out called Psychedelic Pill, coming out in the next month or so. And apparently Neil Young is going out on tour with Crazy Horse. And a quote, he says, quote, "We've got two new albums, so we're not an oldies act. And we're relevant because we're playing these new songs. So that gives us something to stand on." So I'd like to read a little bit of what David Carr has to say in this article from the New York Times. This is a quote from the article by David Carr. Quote, "Two nights before the Outside Lands Festival in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, Neil Young headlined with Crazy Horse, their sixth performance this year after going the better part of a decade without playing together. Beck went on before them and covered After the Gold Rush, and the Foo Fighters followed, with Dave Grohl mentioning that the sooner he got done, the sooner they'd all get to hear Young play. And then he stood at the side of the stage afterwards for Young's entire set. Seeing them play was like watching an ancient steam shovel unfurl, clawing the night air and dig in." Quote from Neil, "We thought it was important to introduce ourselves to remind people what Crazy Horse is all about." Neil Young has never been a graceful stage presence. He lurched to the front. He is old. He began playing in this town more than 40 years ago. He bent over his guitar, but he is not old and bent. Young has never been physically whole, but that brokenness has annealed rather than slowed him. He is anything but frail, a frail man when he has his guitar in his hand. So it's still quite an exciting event to see Neil Young play live with Crazy Horse. In addition to the collaboration that he's always done with this band, he continues to release solo recordings. His most recent solo recording was released in September of 2010, and it's a collaboration where it's just, and I mean solo, this is no other musicians. It's Neil Young and his guitar, and he's working with a producer named Daniel Lanois, L-A-N-O-I-S. And the title of the recording is called Lanois, which is kind of a takeoff a parody of Lanois, his name. And the entire album was recorded at Daniel Lanois' home studio at his mansion in Silver Lake out in Los Angeles. And it's interesting because as a producer, he's known for adding a lot of atmospheric effects. So we're going to be listening to a track, this solo recording by Neil Young. And Neil Young, this is a quote from Neil, why he did it. He said, quote, "I wanted to do the solo record because I didn't want to teach anybody the songs. These songs are pretty complex, actually. It's simple, the amount of chords they have, but the way they're laid out, they're more complex than they sound like they are. I found that a lot of musicians that play with me all thought that my songs are really simple until they actually tried to play them with me." So let's listen to a little bit of this solo guitar work. One thing about the guitar, there's such a wealth of information about Neil Young available. This song is called Angry World, and Neil Young is playing a Gretsch White Falcon. He purchased it. It's an old guitar from the 1950s. And he bought it when he started playing with Buffalo Springfield, and he's recorded on a lot of his recordings use this guitar. And it's a stereo guitar, so the three lowest bass strings have a separate signal than runs to like one guitar amp on one side, the three lowest strings on a Fender Deluxe. And then the signal from the three treble strings runs to a different guitar amplifier, like on the right side, a Fender Tremolux usually. So that's the technique that they're using on recording the guitar sounds. And this is Neil Young's Lanois from 2010. This song is called Angry World, Neil Young. Neil Young. Angry World, yeah, it's an angry world. That's from his Lenoir's album, a solo recording produced by Daniel Lanois and released in September 2010. Neil Young is about to release his autobiography at the end of September 2012 called Waging Heavy Peace. Neil Young's autobiography. He's been very busy this year. In addition to two recordings, you know, we've been listening to Crazy Horse. They released an album in July of 2012 called Americana. And at that same time, Neil Young also inducted the American singer-songwriter, the folk singer Woody Guthrie. Neil Young inducted Woody Guthrie into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he had a wonderful speech at that event. The album Americana is another recording with Crazy Horse. And it's interesting because it's all American folk songs. It's like Neil Young trying to uncover the development of how folk music turned into rock and roll. And it's a fascinating recording. We're about to hear a couple of songs from that recording. The American folk song Clementine. It's interesting because, you know, my darling Clementine. You know, that's such a standard like folk country song. It's fascinating to hear what Neil Young does to it with Crazy Horse. Because it gives you a real window into his creative process to hear how he transforms that folk song into a rock and roll song. It's astounding. And after that, we're going to be hearing a very simple acoustic version of Wayfaring Stranger that Neil Young sings on the Americana album. You know, I mentioned that he had inducted Woody Guthrie into the Hall of Fame. And it's kind of interesting, the tribute that he pays to him. Here's a little bit of his speech. These guys, they all came from the same place, these singer-songwriters, and it all seems to go back and start with Woody Guthrie. His songs are going to last forever, and some of the songs of his descendants are going to last forever. It gave me a great feeling last year at Farm Aid to be up there with Willie Nelson and Arlo singing, "This land is your land," and screwing up the words in front of all those people. And you could see all those people just singing along, the farmers and all the people, thousands of people singing this song. And I can't help but think that someday that song is going to be sung on other planets. So it gives me great pleasure to induct Woody Guthrie into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So on that album, Americana, he actually did record a version of This Land is My Land, This Land is Your Land. So let's listen to Crazy Horse. First, we're going to hear the American folk song. It's a folk ballad, and it's believed to be based on the song Down by the River Lived a Maiden, a ballad from 1863. The song is called Clementine, Neil Young with Crazy Horse. From the Americana album, and then we'll hear Wayfaring Stranger. Crazy Horse. Valley to
this world of woe. If there's no sickness, toil or danger in that bright world to which I go, I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going
Wayfaring Stranger, Crazy Horse with Neil Young from the Americana album. So Neil Young, at the end of September 2012, he'll be releasing his autobiography, Waging Heavy Peace. He decided that he was going to be getting sober and stop drinking and smoking marijuana while he was writing this book. And in a quote from the interview that he did with David Carr, recently published in the New York Times, this is what he has to say about being sober to write his book. Quote, Neil Young, "The straighter I am, the more alert I am. The less I know myself, and the harder it is to recognize myself. I need a little grounding in something, and I am looking for it everywhere." Neil Young and his wife Peggy have been married a long time, and they have a son named Ben. And Neil Young's son is a quadriplegic. He has a cerebral palsy, and he's unable to speak. And when he was born, Neil and his wife Peggy pretty much devoted they put everything aside to help raise him. His son is now 34 years old. And he takes Ben with him everywhere. And he's on tour. Neil Young is on tour right now with Crazy Horse. And he says that, quote, Ben is, quote, he's our spiritual leader in that way. Well, Neil Young founded a school called the Bridge School, which is a private institution for profoundly handicapped children located in California. And at the very end of his autobiography, he says that much of his current battle is, quote, to be a person good enough to be worthy of my family's love. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed today's program. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you.